Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Promise made, promise kept. Gary Zimak is here with us this hour. And every now and then, we get to have him on to talk about really the Christian response to one of the most pressing problems of modern life, worry and anxiety. Jesus doesn't want that for us. He wants us to be at peace. He certainly doesn't want it for our children. And increasingly, we're seeing children worried and anxiety. The Lord has a great deal to say about overcoming these painful obstacles to our peace, both in the Old and New Testaments. And if you have questions about how to move, watch this, Gary, from fear to faith, from worry to peace, this hour is for you. 888-318-7884. From Fear to Faith is the title of one of Gary's books. Also, Stop Worrying and Start Living, The Worrier's Guide to the Bible, and one that you might want to get your hands on in coming days here, Give Up Worry for Lent. Hello again, Gary Zimak.
Cy, it's always a pleasure to be here, my friend.
Well, thanks for being here with us again. I love it. As you know, my wife did the whole Give Up Worry for Lent last Lent. I'm sure she will do it. I think it's going to be an annual thing now. I think it's going to be...
You know, that's great, Cy. I'm glad to hear that. Not that she's still worrying. I guess I shouldn't be glad to hear that.
No. I mean, we are what we are. We need help in this world. We're never done.
And that's what I tell people, Cy. It's a process. I'm still working on it. And you know, I'm so blessed. This book, Give Up Worry for Lent, it was huge last year. And I think the movement, I call it a movement this year, it's going viral again. And the book is taking off again. It's amazing. But Cy, people are looking to break free from worry. And Lent's the perfect time because we can move away from the things that keep us bound to, and worried and stressed, and move closer to the Lord. He's the Prince of Peace, and that's what he wants.
Amen. I have to say, this year I've become more concerned about kids than ever with this worry thing. I mean, it's just we're driving our children crazy. And I have to say something that bothers me. You don't have to get into the political stuff and all that, but I get it that there's a great environmental damage going on. This is one of the consequences of 7 billion people on the earth and, you know, putting smoke in the air and plastic in the water and all that. I get that. But I do not understand the people who will dump these worries on children. Like, they didn't do it, and they're not in a place where they can do anything about it yet. So I don't know. Help me out with kids and worry.
Hey, man, I'm with you. And my kids are grown now, but they're young adults, but they still are exposed to this potential to worry about everything. Cy, I think it's gotten worse over the years. I worried as a kid, but it was pretty much worried about my parents dying or my health. There is so much access to information now, and most of it's negative. And I think so many times you just have to turn the TV off sometimes, because I think we're being sucked in to this endless cycle of worry. I mean, all that you see on the news anymore seems to be bad news and things that make you afraid. I mean, I hear about these horrible storms that are moving from the West Coast to the East Coast. Well, I'm watching these, you know, this news, and I'm sitting in the East Coast, and I'm saying, what storm? You know, it's just everything's built up, and there's so much access to negative information.
Right.
And we just have to be careful that we set a good example for our kids. And what my wife and I always try to do is let our girls know that, you know, we can pray about this and God's in control and we can't forget that.
Yeah, help me with that. I mean, so this is something that, I mean, even sending your kids off to school, you don't, even the teachers, sometimes you want to just say, are you serious that you're saying these, the things that you're saying to children? But so as the parent at home, what are some maybe groundwork things, basic level things you can do to help children to develop a trust in God that will help them not be anxious?
You know, I think the best thing we can do is to, number one, set an example and show them that we are not freaking out and show them that we are not oblivious to what's going on. I mean, certainly God gave us common sense. He wants us to do what we can to solve our problems and to stay safe. But we need to remember and set this example that, number one, God loves us. And Cy, you know, that sounds like such a basic message, but a lot of us don't get it at times, and that's why we worry. He loves us and he's all powerful. And because of that, if he's all powerful and he loves me, then why exactly am I worried? Because anything that happens to me, even if it might be negative, he is somehow allowing it to happen. It might not be his direct will, but if it's happening, he's allowing it for my good somehow. We're never going to figure all this out, but this idea of providence is so important. And that's the one thing I want my kids always to know, that I trust God and I trust he's going to take care of me, not always protect me from any negative thing, but he's in control and he loves me and I trust him.
I guess then we have to cultivate it in ourselves, because you can only fake it for so long. You actually have to start trusting God if you're going to be an example to your children.
Exactly. And you know, it really is so simple. And I think sometimes we have difficulty with the simplest aspects of our faith. Jesus said, do not worry.
Right.
Do not be afraid. Well, do you think he would say that if it wasn't possible? So again, we have to, it's almost self-talk and prayer and the sacraments. You put that all together and then you're able to be able to live at peace.
888-318-7884 is our number if you'd like to talk with Gary Zimak, the author of several books on finding refuge and help in the scriptures and in Christ, so that you can give up your worry. The one I hope that you'll get, if this is an affliction in your life or someone close to you, Give Up Worry for Lent. Is just work your way through the 40 days of Lent, each day another reading in Give Up Worry for Lent. What's the publisher on Give Up Worry for Lent?
It's Ave Maria Press.
Ave Maria Press. So you can head over to Ave Maria Press and find it there. Your calls are welcome, 888-318-7884. Already folks on the line. Gary, are you ready to take calls?
I am ready, Cy. Let's do it.
All right, John in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. You are on the line with Gary Zimak. Your question, please, John.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for taking my call. And I'm actually true Catholic, and I totally depend on my Lord. And I'm 54 years old, and myself and my wife, and stay with in Canada. And for 6 months, I've been praying, and then opened up one business, actually. It's a restaurant business. And that was opened by three partners, and I always go to Mass and submit them in front of my Lord. Hey, take care of this, what we are going to. Initially, when I started opening, there was a lot of hurdles. And when I started opening, it went good, and it, after that, it came drastically, and we started bumping money. Later on, I realized one of my partner was taken a lot of, we all are three Catholics, taken a lot of money from others, and he is going through really debt. And other two partners, we started bumping money, and the time came, we are not getting the revenue, and I'm losing my money completely. And what happened, with these 2 months, at December 17th, the date when we opened, since then initially went one, then it drastically went. The per month rent is around $24,000. So $90,000 we need to get into operating cost, actually. So every day $3,000. We are hardly get around $1,500. So we are managing borrowings. Now,
This is something actually I feel quite sympathetic to. I think it happens to many, many people in the modern world. You end up with these intense financial worries. So how can you help John?
You know, John, that's a great question. The first thing I would promise to do is pray for you, because that's very important. John, I can relate, because I've been in full-time ministry for 8 years now. And there have been months where I was looking at the bank account and saying, Lord, are you sure you told me to do this? And I think so many times, Si and John, that the Lord wants us to trust him. And if we pray about these ideas, such as a business, such as going into ministry, such as getting a lower paying job, and we feel this is the Lord's will for us, a lot of times he'll ask us to step out of the boat, and maybe we'll be successful at first, like St. Peter was, but then eventually if we start focusing more on our problems, we can become consumed by worry. So I would say the best thing to do, John, is keep praying about it, keep asking the Lord if this is indeed what he wants you to do. Because sometimes he allows things to dry up because he wants us to take us in a different direction. And then if so, ask him to help you trust him more and focus on some of the miracles of Jesus in the Bible and see the ways that he provided for his people and all throughout the Bible, Old and New Testament, and watch the ways the Lord has provided for the people and continue to trust him and ask him for direction and ask him to provide.
John, we will have to leave it there. God bless you in your time of struggle. I'm sure there are many people hearing this praying for you right now. I hope that Gary's words are helpful to you. We have to take a break, but we're talking about worry. If you have questions for Gary Zimak, the author of Give Up Worry for Lent, give us a call, 888-318-7884. Right back.
Call us now with your question. Hello? On Catholic Answers Live.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
I've seen the power of prayer many times in my life. I believe you will too if you commit to spending time with God every single day. Prayer changes things. Prayer moves God's heart. This doesn't mean that we can control or manipulate him, but as his children, he wants us to express our wants, our needs, our desires, and our trials and our joys. He already knows them all, so enunciating them helps us to see when and how God answers our prayers in powerful ways.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Gary Zimak is our guest, and his the book that we're referring to today, Gary has written extensively, and will come and speak at your group, to your parish or event about the Christian faith and worry. He's done a lot of that. He's a frequent speaker at parishes and conferences on the idea of overcoming anxiety. And you hear him all the time on Catholic radio right here. You hear him on Spirit in the Morning, Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. He's written for the National Catholic Register, Catholic Digest, Catholic Exchange, Catholic Philly. And the book that we're just talking about today, however, though, is Give Up Worry for Lent. And I hope you will, if worry is a problem for you, consider going to Ave Maria Press and getting yourself a copy of Give Up Worry for Lent. It's an inexpensive book. They have not priced it out of your range, I feel fairly certain. And it's a daily reading that'll help you throughout Lent. I can testify to this. My wife did it last Lent and could not stop talking about it and recommending it to people. So if you have questions about your own worries, about turning to Jesus, about turning to Scripture for overcoming your worries, 888-318-7884 is the number, 888 318-7884. On the line next for Gary is Mary in Alabama, listening on Archangel Radio. Mary, thank you so much for your call. Your question for Gary.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. You'll have to excuse me. I'm in the car driving. Just left evening mass. I am calling because I've been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. So my worrying is not specific. I mean, I just wake up in the morning and I'm anxious, and I'm anxious all day. And, you know, I've seen professionals about it, but it's going on 4 to 5 years of daily 24/7 anxiety. And I was wondering if you had any recommendations for me.
Yeah, Mary, the first thing I would say is I always have to make the disclaimer that I am not a professional. I am not a therapist. I'm just a guy who was worried for many years. And I have, however, talked to many Catholic professionals, therapists, psychiatrists, and I always want to make sure I'm giving out the right advice. But I would say what I would say was sometimes it is necessary to get professional help. As you said, you have. I wouldn't totally rule out pursuing that more, if at all possible, because sometimes it's a biological condition, and that's maybe what you're dealing with. However, if you are just trying to be more at peace and overcome your worry, and it's not a medical condition, what I just recommend is spend as much time with the Lord as you can through scripture, through prayer, through the sacraments, you know, the Eucharist and confession, because that grace that you get that way, and just being in the presence of Jesus and walking with him and asking him to help you every day, that can bring you incredible peace. You know, maybe 1 hour at a time, maybe 1 minute at a time. I'm an anxious person by nature, but being with the Lord and literally walking with him and surrendering my life to him, saying, Lord, I give you my life. Doing that has helped me tremendously to experience that peace. So that would be my recommendation. But just stay close to Jesus, because that's what he does. He's the Prince of Peace, and he can bring you peace just by being with him.
That's a heavy cross that you're carrying, yeah. Mary. Is what Gary said helpful to you? Would you like a follow-up question?
I'm sorry. Could you speak up?
No problem at all. I just said that I'm sorry that you carry that heavy cross of generalized anxiety disorder, and I wondered if you had a follow-up for Gary.
If I would follow up with him?
Did you have another question that you wanted to ask him?
Oh, no, I did not.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call. I have to say, you know, that take up your cross each day and follow Jesus is not one of the more popular sayings of Jesus, but it does sometimes comfort us that he, in the sense that, you know, having a disorder like generalized anxiety disorder, that's really a nightmare. I mean, it's very hard. But I find a little bit of comfort in that, about the idea of taking up your cross, in that, you know, he there's a kind of promise in there that he's going to be with you in that.
Well, Si, that's the thing, in that, you know, what you just said, that's Luke 9:23, where Luke specifically adds that word daily, take up your cross daily and follow me. That gets me too. It's like, daily? Are you kidding? Can't I have a couple days off?
I know.
but this is perfect for the Lenten season. And in fact, the very first meditation for Give Up Worry for Lent is, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And what Jesus is saying is, if you follow me, then I will give you that rest you seek. But Si, sometimes that following him is going to take you to Calvary. Sometimes it's going to take you into the storm. At the storm at sea, when Jesus was walking on the water, he wasn't in the boat at first. He was walking out on the water, and then Peter walked to him. So a lot of times he's in the storm, and it's paradoxical, but the only way we can truly have that peace that we're looking for is to follow him, but even into the problem areas. That's tricky.
Yes, but that's, what a great point. I never thought about that he wasn't in the boat to start out. He came.
No.
888-318-7884, the number here. Do you, you know, you said turn the TV off and that kind of thing. It does kind of seem like our whole modern way of life is currently an experiment. No people in history have ever lived like this before.
And
it's really hard to get peace and quiet or just to feel the breeze or something because you got the next thing to get to and the next, you know, I don't know. Do you cover that in Let Go of Worry for Lent or this is a part of the program is letting go of some of the noises in our life?
Absolutely. And I think I've covered it in multiple books because it's a real problem. I mean, we literally, as a family, have to turn the TV off a lot. And it's sad because we just want to be informed, but you watch the news and it just starts with the negativity, one story after another. It's like, can't we have a good news story? Even weather can be a challenge now because we have such access to information about potential severe weather that you can easily become stressed out. And you know what, Si? You can lose sight of the fact that God is in control. And I think that's the key. The more time we focus on our problems and on the dangerous aspects of life, the less time we're going to focus on the Lord and the less peace we'll experience. But if we look at, I'm a big believer in reading the Bible. I read scripture every day. When I read of how God provided for his people throughout history and he's overcome tremendous challenges, that lifts me up and that gives me peace. I say, wow, this guy, he's my Lord. He's my friend. He's powerful. I want this guy on my side. So we really do need to control what goes into our minds because it can be scary out there.
It can. And it's things that used to be just bad things. Now you're also made to feel responsible for them, like the weather. That used to be nobody's fault, but
yeah.
But
oh,
now,
I know.
But now you're supposed to do something about it. It's very stressful. I can't handle all of this. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. I'll just throw this out to you, Gary, too. As a Catholic, where do the sacraments fit into all of this overcoming worry and anxiety?
So the sacraments are huge. When I started going to daily mass, my life changed incredibly. When we get that grace through the sacraments, we get such peace that flows from that grace. But it takes time. I mean, this doesn't necessarily happen overnight, but you do see a difference. And a lot of people are carrying around a great deal of guilt from past sins that they may have committed.
Oh yeah.
And yet if they would go to confession and not only be forgiven of their sins, but to receive that grace from the sacrament to help you in the future to avoid that sin, that grace can be a tremendous help to get rid of that guilt. Because we've got to be careful, Si. The devil wants to get in our mind and say, you're a loser. You're a loser. You failed, sinned. You're always going to be a worrier. You're negative. Nothing will work out.
Right.
But he's a liar. And we got to counteract that. But that grace is, you know, we certainly should be reading scripture. We certainly should be praying. We should be spending time maybe in front of the Blessed Sacrament in adoration. But you also want to be receiving the Eucharist and confession as often as possible.
Mark in Kentucky, you are up next. Mark, your question for Gary Zimak.
Yes, I've got a question. I've been dealing with bipolar depression for about 30 years this year, as a matter of fact. And I recently had my first episode with suicidal ideation. And I spent about 4 days in the local hospital. Like I said, that was my first time being hospitalized for it. And they put me on a new medicine. This was back in June, okay? And they put me on a new medicine. I won't name it because it might get somebody in trouble. But and I was doing real well on it for a while there. And then starting about last December, I felt like I was under attack. I just want to say I felt like I was under siege from Satan, honestly, giving me negative messages about myself. Telling me that I was not worthwhile, that I was
That sounds like him.
Worthless, basically. Okay,
right.
And I was doing all the things that you asked us to do or recommended that we do. I've been going to daily mass for some time now. I frequent all the sacraments. try to go to a confession at least once a month, usually on the first Saturday of every month. I'll do the first Saturday devotion, and I'm following up with my therapist. I've got an appointment with her this coming Friday, and I'm going to share this with her. She's also a very spiritual person, and she has encouraged me to explore this, use the resources that the church provides, the spiritual resources that the church provides.
Mark, I'm getting the sense you, however, despite all of this hard work that you're doing, and God bless you for all the hard work that you're doing, you're still feeling somewhat at wit's end about dealing with the depression. Am I correct about that?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, yep. Gary?
Yeah, boy, Mark, I will pray for you with this one. I like the fact that you're seeing a therapist. I like the fact that you're not ignoring medication because, you know, it could be, it's possible that it could be a biological condition or something that needs therapy. But it's also possible that part of your anxiety has a spiritual component, as was my case. I did not have a good relationship with Jesus for many years, and I just needed to get to know him better. I needed to avail myself of what the church offered. So I would recommend you keep pursuing any treatment that you're pursuing, but at the same time, continue to go down that road of following what the church offers, the sacraments, the Bible, prayer, and ask the Lord to help you. Ask him to guide you. Ask him to say, you know, to tell you what you should do, what road you should go down. But I'm a firm believer that many times, as you said, the devil's going to get in your head and he wants to drive you away from God and he wants to have you defeated. He wants you to give up.
Sometimes, don't right when you're doing him. The very thing that you should be doing, which it sounds like Mark is doing, you know, he's got the new medicine and it could also, I mean, there's also, you know, with psychiatric issues, as you know, Mark, there are periods of transition where it's turning from one thing to another, and you may have to bear with that till your doctors get a full handle on that transition. But I can tell you right now, Mark, there are a lot of people praying for you. And also, I hope you'll understand you do a great service in sharing your own suffering with bipolar depression. Because there are many people who have that and feel a sense of shame and are not able to talk about it, and you've done a great service. I'm sorry that we have to go to the break. You're welcome to call back, Mark, and God bless you as you continue in your struggle. And Lord knows it can be a struggle. Gary Zimak is our guest. We're talking about overcoming anxiety and a faith. More of that right after this.
If you're a Catholic who sometimes gets intimidated by the Bible, Jimmy Akin's The Bible is a Catholic Book will help you better understand and take pride in this gift that God gave the world through the Church. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Catholics are the original Bible Christians. Order your copy of The Bible is a Catholic Book today by calling 844-239-4952, by visiting shop.catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Did you know you can access Catholic Answers Live right from your phone or other mobile device? Download the Catholic Answers Live app today. The Catholic Answers Live app, available now on iOS and Android.
Everybody's favorite Catholic outer space delivery pilots return for their greatest adventure yet in the brand new graphic novel Weapons of War. Fresh from saving the solar system in The Truth Is Out There and saving the timeline of salvation history in The Big Picture, Brendan and Irk land in a magnificent domed city on Mars for what is supposed to be a simple shuttle job. But soon they find themselves caught up in a sinister assault on faith and freedom. Will Mars be lost to the enemy? Brendan and Irk's only hope for the flight is in the power of God's sacramental gifts. A totally new kind of Catholic resource for apologetics and evangelization, The Truth Is Out There series combines the visual excitement and quirky humor of graphic novels with solid popular philosophy and theology. The result is a series in which everyone from teens to adults can find accessible answers to questions about God, the soul, true happiness, and much more. Order your copy of Weapons of War today by calling 844-239-4952, by visiting shop.catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
This is Dr. David Anders. Does the problem of evil keep you from believing in God?
Join us for Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Gary Zimak, our guest. I highly recommend this Lent that you get, Give Up Worry for Lent, from Ave Maria Press. It's one of Gary's books. He's also the author of Stop Worrying and Start Living, and From Fear to Faith, and A Warrior's Guide to the Bible. You had a couple of things you wanted to point out to Mark. I'm sorry that we had very serious call from Mark before we went to the break. When you go to the hard break, you got to go to the hard break. So you want to finish up with a couple thoughts?
Things we need to remember is we need all the help we can get when it comes to overcoming worry. And I think we want to remember that there are a couple of saints who are known for being the patron saints for those suffering from mental disorders or anxiety. The big one that comes to mind is Saint Dimphna. You know, she is known as the patron saint for those who struggle with anxiety. You can Google her, Saint Dimphna, and there's a society that'll send you a holy card and information, and there's a novena. And also, we don't want to forget St. Padre Pio, who said those great words, pray, hope, and don't worry, because that's really the answer in a nutshell for what we, for those of us who are dealing with something. But, you know, we need help with this. We can't do it on our own. The saints can help us. I'm a big fan of St. Joseph. I just did my consecration to St. Joseph with Father Calloway.
Oh, you got the book.
I did. I got the book. I did it on January 1st. So I did I started January 1st. My consecration was done on February the 2nd. So I think I'm in the first class of consecration.
I feel like you're bragging now, Gary.
Yeah, I got right on that bandwagon.
That is an important thing, and I hope that Mark is listening, because, I mean, Padre Pio, so many people, just a wonderful, miraculous help from Padre Pio, and St. Dimphna, the patron of those who suffer from mental illnesses. Our number here is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. On the line, we have an anonymous caller for Gary. Anonymous, are you there with us?
Yeah. Hi, how do you feel about medication? I've been on anxiety medication for many years.
It helps you.
I see it's damaged too.
You mean from taking it over a long period of time, there's damage from it?
Yes.
I gotcha. Okay. Fair enough. Thank you, Anonymous. Gary, what's your take on let's say, a Catholic person or the Catholic perspective on taking anxiety medicine?
Again, as a non-therapist or non-psychiatrist, my opinion is that, you know, in talking to people, sometimes it's necessary. So sometimes medication is necessary. If I have a sickness, it's absolutely fine to take medication. And in certain cases, we need that medication to regulate whatever it is that's causing potentially our anxiety. So absolutely, I believe Jesus heals in many ways. However, at one time, I suffered from pretty serious panic attacks, and I was on medication. It did not do me any good. It just made me worse. It made me apathetic. And it literally just made me want to take more medicine. And I never opted to pursue anything spiritual. I never talked to the Lord. I just wanted to take more medicine to not feel any pain. So it's the type of thing that you want to be careful with, but sometimes it's necessary.
Anonymous, your response?
Well, I was a single mom and had a heavy duty job and had a 4 or 5 year old, just one child. And I realized that I never would have taken anything. And they were like, I said, look, I need something because I can't keep this together. I got to keep my job. I have to raise a child. And and it helped a lot. But now the child is in her 30s with a little one of her own. And yeah, I think I think it's done damage. But I also think people are getting much, much more uptight. You know, someone is angry, so the next person gets angry at them, and on and on and on it goes. And I think it's just something that's going on in the world, too, you know.
Really? I think everything's going great in the world. No, I'm just kidding you. Sorry, Anonymous. I know. I think you're exactly right. You nailed that one right in the head. Gary?
Yeah, absolutely. it can be crazy out there. But I really think some of this depends on where we place our focus. If we're going to focus on all the negativity in the world, there's certainly plenty there. Then we're going to become overly anxious. But I think sometimes we need to redirect our thoughts, remind ourselves of the fact that God's still in charge, even though it might not seem like it, and focus on Him and ask for His help. And again, one final point about the medication. I think as a Christian, medication for anxiety really shouldn't be your first step. Again, that's just my personal opinion. I think the first thing to try to do is to pray, to ask the Lord for help, to try to receive the sacraments, to read your Bible, and see what happens. Because a lot of people are just chronic worriers and may not have an underlying biological condition. I believe that was my case. So initially, being medicated didn't help me. It just made me not really care about anything, which wasn't good for me. So I think it really depends on the person. But even if you take medication and you don't feel anxious, but you don't have a close personal relationship with Jesus, you got an even bigger problem than the anxiety. So that, you know, that's my advice.
Anonymous, thank you very, very much. It's funny that we don't treat, like, we sometimes don't treat like a problem of anxiety or depression like it's a medical problem. And I know it's not always just simply a medical problem, but like nobody ever says, well, you know, I have poison ivy. Is it okay to take medicine for it? But
and
you made the simple point that if you need medicine, it's okay to take medicine.
Yeah. And, you know, Si, I think it's getting a little better, but I know when I was younger, I hate to say this. I mentioned to my mom, I was really struggling. I was anxious. I said, well, they have a psychiatrist at college. Maybe I can go see him. She said, no, you can't do that because people might think you're crazy. But literally, that's the way people used to think. But it's gotten a lot better.
Let's go to Glenn in Portland. Anonymous, thank you for your call. Glenn in Portland, Oregon, listening on Modern Day Radio. You are on with Gary Zimak. Glenn, your question, please.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick, I'm going to brag. I went ahead and went through the St. Joseph's, Father Calloway's book already as well, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Father Calloway, changing the world, one St. Joseph consecration at a time. Glenn, go ahead. Go ahead.
I've got the question I had has kind of already been answered, really about specific saints, although I couldn't hear the one that you said. Both of my daughters are struggling with serious anxiety, and I'm just praying for them. And my daughter's situation, drug addiction and stuff, has actually brought me to the point where I'm actually becoming Catholic. I'm in RCIA. And Si, I've gotten some books from you all. Tim sent me a book, a bunch of stuff already, and I'm so thankful. And I've spent a lot of time in church and mass, adoration, and it's been wonderful for me, but I'm still really worried about my kids and you know, praying for them to find, find the Lord's help in their situations and their anxiety. So that's kind of where I'm at and which specific saints might be helpful for that. And
for helping the kids.
Yeah,
gotcha. Fair enough. I bet there's probably like 1 billion parents listening right now for Gary's answer, because that's where we all are. We're worried about our kids, Gary.
Yeah, oh, boy, that's probably one of the greatest sources of anxiety that I hear. I'll tell you, two of my favorite saints when it comes to, and you probably know what I'm going to say, when it comes to taking care of your kids, with the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph. You know, it's hard to go wrong with them. And again, for specific related to anxiety, St. Dimphna and St. Padre Pio are the ones that I happen to think of.
Okay, so keep praying to them. Don't give up praying to them, Glenn. Thanks very much. I got to take a break again. It seems like the time just goes faster when Gary's on. Gary Zimak is our guest. He's got a whole bunch of wonderful books to help you with your anxiety. Stop Worrying and Start Living, From Fear to Faith, and A Worrier's Guide to the Bible. One we're talking about a bit today, and then the one that I hope you will get if worry is among your troubles, is Give Up Worry for Lent, available now at Ave Maria Press. You just go through it through the days of Lent, and it will make a great difference in your life. Give Up Worry for Lent, available right now from Ave Maria Press. Gary Zimak taking more calls on worry and faith in Jesus right after this.
Let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
We have a big problem. Our culture is dying and souls are in danger of being lost. The answer is conversion to Jesus Christ in His church. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a Catholic organization, and we have hundreds of teams spreading the good news throughout the country. But we need your help. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Listeners to Catholic Radio, I think, benefit most, at least initially, from what I call remedial catechesis. What Catholic Radio does is it becomes an echo chamber for the teaching authority of the Catholic Church. And what we're doing is teaching many things which have been neglected over the last 40, 50 years. If you listen to Catholic Radio, you know what the Catholic Church teaches.
Al Cresta thinks Catholic Radio is important. So should you.
Tempest Fugitive today. Gary Zimak here. Time flying. I am Cy Kellett, your host. And tomorrow we've got 2 hours with Tim Staples, Open Forum. So bring anything you got, and Tim will give a brief answer to any question you have. All right. It was a joke. You guys didn't laugh. I said brief answer. No? Nobody? All right. Well, Tim will, I'm sure, try to give a brief answer. Jim will give a comprehensive answer to any question on the Catholic faith tomorrow. And the number will be the same, 888-318-7884. Today, our good friend, and I mean it, our good friend, Gary Zimak, here to talk with you about whatever anxieties you may be experiencing and how Christ intends to help you with those anxieties. If you would like to ask Gary a question, 888-318-7884. And I can tell you, Gary will talk to you if you're a Baptist, if you're a Methodist, if you're is he talking to Anglicans? Yeah, he's all right. We check the contract. He'll also talk to Anglicans. He'll talk to Buddhists. He'll talk to Hindus. He will talk to Shintoists. He is not talking to who? Are we leaving anybody else out? No? Anybody? All right. Patricia in Torrington, Wyoming. We don't get a lot of calls from Wyoming. This is exciting, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Hello, Patricia.
Hi. I was baptized Catholic, Holy Communion Catholic, and I had one parent was Catholic and one was Protestant. In order to get my dad to go to church, they went Methodist, so I got confirmed Methodist. Later on in my young adult life, I got born again, which I really needed. I needed a relationship with God because I went really bad.
Oh.
And I've always focused on my relationship with God and making it better and trying to please God. And the past couple of days, I've been listening to Catholic Radio and wondering what there is to offer through Catholicism, and that maybe I need to head that direction. And I suffer from schizoaffective disorder, which is bipolar and schizophrenia together. They have a new term for it, schizoaffective. And I've been on medication since 2016 that is really, really helping me. I'm in college now. And I just got all A's last semester.
Hey, congratulations. Go ahead, Patricia. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I got excited when you got all A's. Did you want to finish your question for Gary?
I was really excited, too. And then so financially, I'm really at the poverty level. And the finances I've been dependent on might be interrupted starting next month. And I think worry is wrong. I mean, I should be relaxed in the Lord and know whatever happened, God's going to take care of me. But maybe I get worried because it's not how I want it to be, or that I have to trust so much in God because I really don't know how I'm going to make ends meet.
Patricia, I'm going to let Gary respond to that because actually, very many people have financial worries, and but I just want to say what a brave and noble example you give of living with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. That's a remarkable thing, and you just sound so brave. I don't know any other word that you're dealing with that. But okay, so here Patricia's deals with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, but her worry is finances. Well, that's pretty common worry. Does Jesus, can he help us with the money?
Oh, Cy, Patricia, I'm so glad you asked that question. He absolutely can. I think sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that we can only go to Jesus with spiritual problems. And, you know, if we listen to his words in the Sermon on the Mount, he tells us that our Father in heaven knows that we have material needs. Jesus admits that, but Jesus said, focus first on the kingdom. Focus on your spiritual life and growing closer to him, and these other things will be provided. He never said that we don't need material things, and we all do. I can't tell you how many times I've prayed for money to pay bills. In full-time ministry, that's a regular thing for me, and yet you get advice from some people sometimes. It drives me crazy when they say, don't ever pray about money. Well, the Lord never said that. He absolutely tells us to ask for what we need. Sure, we shouldn't pray for so much money that we can just put our feet up and never have to work a day in our lives and just get lazy. That's not what, you know, that's not a good idea. But certainly, I've heard it said, and I don't know where this quote comes from, but I love this, that God's got plenty of money. And he really does. He can provide for us. He knows we have bills. Absolutely trust him to provide for you and ask him. Of course, he wants us to do what we can to earn a living and to provide for ourselves. But everything we receive comes from him. And I think just remembering that can help us greatly. And you know, when you pray the Lord's Prayer, you pray, give us this day our daily bread. When you get into the habit of praying daily for what you need, both spiritually and materially, you become dependent on God, which is exactly what he wants us to do. So, yeah, your financial anxieties, you can leave them with God. Turn to him every day and ask him to help you to be able to pay your bills and meet your needs.
Okay, Patricia?
The saint you were talking about, Saint Bisma, how do you spell that so I can look it up?
Okay, you're going to have to do it, Gary, because I can't spell it all.
Yeah. See, and now I'm afraid that I'm going to get it wrong. It's D-Y-M-P-H-N-A. She was an Irish saint, Dimphna.
Oh, and you got it. You get 50 points for that, Gary.
Did I get it?
Yeah,
because right.
Nick
all
just
right.
looked it up. D-Y-M-P-H-N-A. And Patricia, I wouldn't leave out Padre Pio either. I mean, that's another that Gary mentioned. They can both be very good friends. Anything else for us, Patricia, or are you a satisfied customer now?
Well, I don't know what it means for sacraments. And then Eucharist, you were talking about doing that to help anxiety. What is it?
Oh, you have not. Okay, so you're new to the Catholic to the Catholic faith. You haven't heard of sacraments?
Yes, I was only made my baptism and communion as a child, but then my parents switched.
Okay,
and I haven't been in the Catholic Church except I stop in sometimes because I think the church is so beautiful, and I've been.
Is there anybody in there when you stop in, Patricia?
I don't know what sacraments and Eucharist and all that is.
Okay, fair enough. We can explain that. Gary, do you want to take sacraments and I'll take Eucharist, or you want me to take Eucharist and you take the sacraments?
It's your call, Cy.
All right. I will. I'll start with the sacraments. Patricia, I'm so delighted you asked because you're like one of my heroes right now, and I want to be in the same church with you. And Jesus gave us seven opportunities for special graces, the special grace of contact with him, and it starts with baptism. As you know, baptism is the door into the Christian life. Baptism is the door to all the sacraments. He also gave us the Eucharist, his body and blood, which is we receive that at Mass. And he gave us a bunch more. We can go to confession. When we're ready to be fully initiated into the Christian life, we receive confirmation, although sometimes in some places fully initiated means 2 days old. but that's that completes the initiation into the Christian life. So baptism and Eucharist and confirmation are three sacraments. They make us fully Christian. Confession, we go to the priest, we tell him our sins, he absolves us because Jesus gave him the power to do that. That's a sacrament. And then marriage and holy orders are sacraments, and we have one for the end of life, which is the anointing, which forgives sins and prepares us to meet God. The sacramental life is the Christian life, Patricia. When we live the sacraments, we are living the life that Christ called us to live. And you are invited to that. He would love to meet you. I know he met you in your first communion, but he'd love to meet you every week in communion, every day if possible. Mm. And he'd love to forgive all your sins in confession. Gary, you want to add anything?
I just want to highlight the Eucharist. The church refers to the Eucharist as the sacrament of sacraments. We believe that in that host, that is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, that same Jesus we read about in the Bible, we are able to receive him in Holy Communion or the Eucharist. And what a blessing it is. And each day, Patricia, I go to daily Mass, and I'm able to receive Jesus. I have that intimate communion with Jesus Christ. And the grace that comes from that grace, that invisible thing, that something that I receive strengthens me and helps me to live a holy life. But for the person who's anxious, that grace is so important. That grace can give us peace. And just that knowledge, too, of knowing that we are united with Jesus that way. What a blessing.
I think we could send Patricia a book. Let's send her Why We're Catholic, if she wants it. Would you like to get a free book on the Catholic faith, Patricia?
There's a Catholic church in town. It's called St. Rose. And I went by today because they have a sign, an electronic sign. And I was trying to find out when churches do most Catholic churches have church every day?
Most do. They don't all, but most Catholic churches do have Mass sometime during the day. Patricia, I'm going to put you on hold now. I really am very grateful that you called. You're a delightful person to talk with. I hope that you will continue in your exploration of the Catholic Church. You can call us anytime, too. We'd love to take your call anytime. Our number here is 888. I'll put you on hold only so you can give your address. We'll send you the free book, by the way. That's why you're on hold. You're not in trouble. 888-318-7884 is the number. Gary Zimak is our guest. Gary's book, among Gary's books, is the book Give Up Worry for Lent, and it's a daily reading, a meditation each day, a bit of scripture and a meditation each day to help you let go of worry as you work your way through Lent. You can get that from Ave Maria Press. Again, our number 888-318-7884, and if you dial now, we can probably just get you in before the end of the show. Do I have that right, Gary? If I remember the book, it's a Bible reading and a meditation each day.
Absolutely. And a prayer too. So it takes a couple minutes each day. I mean, I made it for people who are busy to be able to encounter the Lord every day in prayer.
Why do you like this ministry? You see, you have this vocation to help people who are worried. Why is that important to you, Gary?
Wow. Si, I can just not do what I do. I am driven. I'm passionate about this because I've been an anxious person for years from when I was young. And once I encountered Jesus Christ, which, sometimes we think that, well, we go to Mass every week. We're Catholic. I went to Catholic high school. I went to Catholic grade school. I went to Mass every week. But yet I was still anxious because I never really fully encountered Christ and surrendered my life to him. And I think that was the key. I received him in the Eucharist, but I went through the motions for so many years. Once I did that, Si, and I began to feel the peace that only he can give, I thought, this is great. I need to share this with others. So I am passionate about this, about doing this. And you should see the emails and the messages I get from people who say, well, I'm talking to Jesus now, and I'm peaceful. I haven't been peaceful in a long time. When I see that the Lord can use me, as broken as I am, as his instrument, I just have to keep doing this. And I'm so blessed to be able to do what I do.
Again, Gary Zimak, our guest, 888-318-7884 is the number. You spoke a little bit about Satan as the accuser. It struck me because that's something that our chaplain, Father Hugh Barber, is constantly reminding us of. Don't listen to the accuser who says you're not good enough or God doesn't love you or you're not doing this right or don't forget about how sinful you are. Is this a big part of what you communicate to people?
It is. And you know what? It's part of my daily struggle because every day Satan tells me, you know what? You're never going to write another book. You're not a good speaker. Your work isn't making a difference, and goes on and on and on. And this is my seventh book. I have an eighth one on the way. He's a liar and he wants me to quit. I know that. He wants to discourage me. He wants to tell me that I'm never going to really have a great relationship with the Lord. And he has so many ways to get me. Yeah, it's very important because I hear this from people all the time. Satan does not want us to get closer to the Lord. And I'm not saying it's always him. Sometimes it's me with my negativity. But he's very happy when I stop praying because I've been praying for a certain petition for so long that I get fed up. That's what he wants to do. But, Cy, I've learned I'm not giving up because I know what the Lord can do. I know he loves me, and I know when the time is right, he's going to give me what I need at the right time. So,
you wrote the A Warrior's Guide to the Bible, do you find mm-hmm. this kind of comfort in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament, that God comfort?
Absolutely. Throughout the Old and the New Testament, if we look at the Old Testament, we see so many times when the Lord provided for his people. The story of Abraham. Abraham is asked to leave his homeland. He wasn't told where he was going. God just said, come with me. And Abraham went. And I think, Cy, that's how we really grow in faith. And that's how the Lord's worked with me. I am much more willing to follow him now than I was 5-6 years ago. But that's because my relationship with him has grown. And a lot of what I do to get myself psyched up when I'm not feeling it is to look throughout the Bible, to read the stories in the Old and the New Testament, and realize what God has done for his people throughout the ages.
Our guest has been Gary Zimak, keeping up a tradition of talking about worry before Lent. Give Up Worry for Lent is a book you might want to head over and get if worry is your struggle or is someone in your family's struggle. You can get it at Ave Maria Press. Also, it's a great privilege to get to talk to folks who struggle with mental illness, and quite a few called today. And I hope we will all take this as a reminder in our parish, in the things that happen at our parish, that we're welcoming those who struggle with mental illness, despite the fact that they may go through difficulties and might even be difficult at sometimes. It's an important part of the Christian life, and God loves each and every one of us. Gary Zimak, you're the best. I hope you come back many, many more times.
Thank you, Cy. So great to be on with you, my friend.
2 hours of Open Forum tomorrow. See you then, God willing, on Catholic Answers Live.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by a few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zimak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.